friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry, perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Aren't you glad you tuned in? If you're not, stay. Well, if you are happy you tuned in, stay tuned in, and I'll make you unhappy. If you're not happy that you tuned in, then I don't know what the hell you're doing here except to watch this train wreck, which is called The Weekend with Michael Brown. So I'm glad to have you with me. Here we have rules of engagement for this program, and we've made them as simple as possible because we play to the lowest common denominator. We're not some classy, high-class talk show. No, we just play to the lowest common denominator. So here are the rules of engagement. First and foremost, here's how you communicate with me during the program. You send me a text message, and you do that by simply, it's called short message service, SMS, and a short code. It's also called short code or something. But the number is, let's just get straight to the point, the number is 33103, 33103. And you put that in your little smartphone, and you type in 33103, that's the number you want to send the message to, and you start the message out with the word Mike or Michael. And then you tell me whatever you want to tell me. You ask me whatever you want to ask me. And I read them throughout the program. I read them throughout, if you're listening on a podcast, if your affiliate is playing this program later today or later tomorrow, whenever, you can still text me whenever you hear me talking because I'm looking at text messages all of the time. Then the second thing you can do, if you want to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, the social media platforms, which you should do because sometimes it's hilarious and sometimes I'm kind of like Pigpen. I just have a cloud of dirt following me, and I tend to lob bombs every once in a while, start a fight, and then step back and watch the fight. And sometimes it's a spectator sport, and you should join me in that spectator sport. So if you want to follow me on the social media platforms, you want to download the podcast, you want to see some of the stories you want to put up, you want to find an affiliate in your area, we have an interactive map on the website for that. And the website is simply this. Ready? MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. I know iHeart and Premier have these long, 16, 20 words with, .com / this, blah, 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 lowercase, uppercase, / do. No, we don't do any of that. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Yesterday was an anniversary, and I hope that you celebrated, and I hope you celebrated by, there are many ways you could have celebrated yesterday's anniversary. I don't want to tell you what it is, unless you already know, but yesterday was a significant anniversary. It was a 2-year anniversary. And I hope you celebrated by going to the grocery store. And while you're at the grocery store, maybe trying to find some eggs, we don't buy a dozen eggs anymore. We just buy one or two. So what, buying some eggs or maybe looking for who knows? There's shortages of everything and everything's costing, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, groceries are up 10.4%. So congratulations. And maybe you went to the filling station, the gas station, whatever you call it, and you put some gasoline in your car because, you're a hydrocarbon burning, D-bag that doesn't care about the planet because Al Gore told us this week about the planet. You're going to hear that in a minute. So I hope that you celebrated or maybe you lost your job. Or maybe you thought you were going to get a raise and you didn't get a raise. Or maybe you found out that, you know, the company's going to make you start paying for something. Like, you used to work for Twitter, and now you have to pay for your own damn lunch. Imagine that. You have to pay for your own lunch. What was the two-year anniversary? Anybody have any idea? The two-year anniversary of the day that Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. was inaugurated as the 46th president of the United States of America. Can I get a golf clap? Yeah. And we're going to hear from the president, because the president had they always have these, the White House is famous for doing these things. And sometimes I would be called in to go to make a presentation to one of these events. So pick a subject, any subject. In this case, it happened to be mental health. So, of course, they wouldn't call me because I'm pretty effing crazy anyway, so they don't want me to speak to this group. So the White House will have like a mental health conference. And in the old executive office building is an auditorium that seats, oh, I don't know, maybe 300. And I'm being pretty liberal in my estimate there. And it's not in the West Wing. It's over in the old executive office building, which sits just to the west of the White House, just west of the West Wing. And they'll have these conferences, and so they will invite people that for two or three reasons. First and foremost, are we paying back a political favor? And if we are, we got to invite so-and-so. Or is so-and-so, in this case of mental health, do we have any big contributors who their top issue is mental health? We'll invite them. And then we'll look around in the administration, and we'll find some people in the administration who are working on mental health issues, and we'll invite them. And so then everybody, you know, they go through the Secret Service gates at the old executive office building. They get cleared through, and normally they will get escorted. So they'll get escorted up to the auditorium, and they'll all be seated in the auditorium. And everybody's all excited because, oh, we're all here because we all care about mental health. And we sit around, and the rumor is that the president might show up. Yes, the president of the United States might show up and talk to us for a few minutes. So there's all this, you know, kind of giddy little behavior that everybody, don't get me wrong, if you've never seen a president of the United States of America in person, it is heady stuff. I do not downplay that all. Having worked next to a president for almost 6 years, I can tell you it's still pretty cool. So don't get me wrong, I'm not making fun of it, I'm just telling you this is how it is. So they all gather in the auditorium. And then after a while, you're sitting there and some cabinet officials come and talk to you, and they give you some speech that, you know, is pretty boring, but, you know, you listen to it. And then somebody else comes in, and, you know, and there's an MC of all the events. And then all of a sudden the room will go quiet and there are no speakers. And this can last for anywhere from 1 minute to sometimes 15 or 20 minutes of just nothing. But you can't get up and leave. You have to stay in your seat. So now the longer that wait goes, the more anticipation there is that at any moment, entering from, as you're facing the auditorium, entering from stage left, will outwalk the President of the United States of America. And sure enough, he does. And when the President of the United States walks out for this mental health conference, he forgets what job he gave to Keisha Lance Bottoms. Does anybody know who that is? Raise your hand if you do. In fact, if you're driving and you know, raise both hands. Yes. Keisha Lance Bottoms. Anybody know? Huh? Come on. You know who it is. This was one of the greatest things that he ever did. Keisha Lance Bottoms. Does it ring a bell? She is the director of the Office of Public Engagement. Yes. Of course she didn't know that. But the president appointed her to that job. And the poor president cannot remember who she is, what she, or what the job is.
Keisha Lance Bottoms is here, sir. He said it was harder being mayor of Atlanta than being president, but I don't know. I'm only kidding. But all kidding aside, well, what did we do? She's a senior advisor on public engagement, led the cities through the pandemic.
Couldn't remember the name. Could not remember the name. But, hey, it's one of those deals where, you know, if you can't remember the name of who or what her job is, how about we talk about cops?
You know, when I was coming up as a kid, you know, cops were required to learn to shoot to kill. Well, you ought to be able to shoot to stop. You know, everything shouldn't be an extreme. So the way we train police officers is changing.
Yeah, the way we're changing, you know, he's watched too many cop shows. He's watched too many NCISs. I think every major city in the country has an NCIS show. I don't watch any of them. But, you know, cops, you know, we used to teach cops to learn to shoot to kill. But now, when some thug or some cartel, you know, guy or some gangbanger or some nut job points a gun and gets ready to shoot a cop, they want the cop to what? Shoot him in the leg. Shoot like the movies. Bam. Shoot the gun out of their hand. Oh, my gosh. And this is a mental health conference. Simply amazing. You know, speaking of guns, I do carry a gun. And I'm quite proud of my shooting skills and my training and what I do to learn how to handle a firearm. I've been shooting since I was 6 years old. My grandfather taught me how to shoot a 22 rifle at 6 years of age. But a lot of people don't want to use a firearm to defend themselves. So that's why I want you to learn about Hero's non-lethal products. Hero is the maker of the award-winning Hero 2020. That's a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles that are filled with pepper powder, and that pepper powder explodes on impact, covering your attacker, causing that attacker pain, mental confusion, and coughing uncontrollably. They drop to the ground, giving you time to escape. And all of these Hero products on the website are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. And Hero 2020 now has a new product called the Arrow. It also shoots a red sticky gel that causes your attacker to just drop writhing in pain. But it's really small. It's as small as a remote control. It's also non-lethal, and you can carry it without a permit. I think you ought to look at these products. If you're interested in self-defense, but you're not interested in carrying a deadly firearm, check out these non-lethal products. Get one for yourself, your spouse, a daughter, a son, a coworker, someone who wants to use self-defense but doesn't want a gun. Go online right now to hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. Use my last name for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Hang tight. More Joe Biden in the mental health conference coming up next.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
It's a race against the clock as Savannah Sprunt Fairchild Honeycutt agrees to get her feisty mother-in-law from Alabama to California, all in time for her brother's wedding. The only problem? Mama Won't Fly. A comedy by Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hoult, and Jamie Wooten. Directed by Jennifer Levins, January 27th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store ready. Mama Won't Fly, January 27th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Really am. I wouldn't lie about that. I really am glad to have you back with me. So it's the 2-year anniversary of the swearing in of the 46th President of the United States, Joe Biden. How's that working out for us? You know, every once in a while, I, and I'm serious about this, I honestly try to understand. Now, I understand why, you know, orange man, bad. So we don't care who's over here on the other side. As long as it's not Donald Trump, we're going to vote for whoever the guy is on the other side. I get that. But for those who make what I would say is a rational decision about I'm going to vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the policies that they stand for versus the policies that Donald Trump stood for. And let me tell you something objective about Donald Trump. I agree with, and I don't know whether this figure is exactly correct or not, but I would say that I agree with about 90% of what Donald Trump did. And in terms of his economic policies, I probably, even though I initially disagreed with some of the trade wars that he started with China, I came around to believe that, oh, the way he's handling it is actually good. And so I might say that I probably agree with 99.9% of Donald Trump's economic policies. But some of his other policies on COVID, the lockdowns, Operation Warp Speed, some of the stuff that he allowed the bureaucracy to take control and for them to guide public policy, I 100% disagree with it. In fact, I think that last year of his administration because of COVID, I think was a humongous disaster, not just for this country, but for the world. But that doesn't mean that I look over here on the other side and see the policies that Biden and Harris are doing and think to myself, holy cow, yeah, that's great. So on the 2-year anniversary, or the day after the whenever you're listening, the day or two after the anniversary, where are we economically? The United States Economic Freedom Score, you know, our freedom is tied not just to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the natural and the God-given rights that we have that give us individual liberty and freedom, but an economy gives you freedom. An economy gives you freedom because it allows you to go out and pursue your own self-interest. In my weekly morning drive program, yesterday on a segment we call the CEO Spotlight,
I interviewed a young man by the name of Tanner Haas. Tanner went to, he's a native Coloradan, and he graduated probably very top in his class from a very good high school in Denver, in a Denver suburb. And he went to MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Do you know how long he stayed in school? 8 weeks. He dropped out after 8 weeks because he was so determined to develop a couple of things that he believed in, some nutritional things and now a secure app that you use to have secure conversations, which truly protects your privacy. He dropped out to pursue that dream. Now, in a tyrannical country like China, or even a country like, you know, some of the countries in Western Europe, France, Germany, United Kingdom, you can't do that anymore. You're limited in what you can do. This country is known for its free markets. But where are we in terms of economic freedom? Do you know that our economic freedom score is 72.1? It makes us only, where do you think we are? Do you think we're in the top 50? Do you think we're in the top 20? I would think we're in the top 10. I would think and I would hope that we are, you know, like, if we can't be number one, which I think we should be, aren't we at least number two or three? No. The United States economy is the 25th freest in the 2022 index from the group that puts this out. We're ranked third among 32 countries in the Americas region. So in North and South America, in the Americas region, you think about, first of all, let's just go through North America, Canada, the United States, Mexico. Then you get through Central America, you know, Panama and Honduras, and you get into the triangle countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Then you get into South America. Venezuela, which is a communist hellhole. It's a true S-hole country right now. And you think about some of the, you know, Chile, Argentina, Brazil. You would think that among all of those countries, we would be number one. No, we're number three. Number three. Now, we are recovering from the COVID lockdowns and shutdowns. But if you take that out, we're not really further along. We should be much further along, even considering how that totally wrecked the economy. If we had a freer market, we'd be so much better off than we are today. But instead, we have an administration that's trying to kill off hydrocarbons, literally trying to kill the oil and gas industry. I live in a state where starting on January 1, just what, 20 days ago, I can no longer just go buy eggs. I have to buy eggs eggs in this state have to be cage-free eggs. Really? That's economic freedom? That's limiting my choice. So when we get back, let's go back to Biden and let's hear what he has to say about the economy. Because I think you might be shocked to realize that, you know what, it's not quite as good as you think it is, Mr. President. You'll hear that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Hang tight, and I'll be right back.
David in Pennsylvania writes in to tell us about his experience with Relief Factor. I tried Relief Factor for hip pain and was surprised that it also helped relieve my shoulder and foot discomfort. After taking it for a month, I stopped. And sure enough, the pain returned. So I started taking Relief Factor again, and within a week, the pain was relieved. I'm now taking Relief Factor daily. Well, thank you, David. You know, I've heard your story before. People stopping and then starting again because it works. As you all know, I had trouble with aches and pains, and climbing steps was brutal. Your first step to living the life you love, free from aches and pains, could just be to order the 3-week quick start for the highly discounted price of $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Try it for yourself and see what all these people are talking about. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Grab your girlfriends and your coworkers and join Shasta Regional Medical Center for the Go Reading Luncheon 2023. Friday, February 10th, this year's lineup of speakers are dynamic and inspirational. Grab a glass of champagne and shop vendor booths from local retailers and health educators. Learn about women's heart health information and get inspired in 2023. For sponsor information and tickets, go online to ShastaRegional.com. February 10th, Go Reading at the Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m.
The word Mike and your message to 33103. Go to this website to follow me on social media and to download the podcast and do all the other stuff. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So it's It's we've now been 2 years into the Biden administration. Isn't it fantastic? I mean, tell me what's going right. Now I know that I'm partisan, and I know you know that I am a conservative libertarian nut job. But when I look around at the economy, now thank God I'm doing okay. A lot of my friends are doing okay, but I look around and I look at people who are fearful of losing their job, people who are suffering from cutbacks, people who are told that, hey, we're actually, you can keep working here, but we're going to pay you, 75% of what you used to make because we got to cut back. Or people have just dropped out entirely. They've just said, I've had enough of this. And they've just moved on. I actually feel sorry for them because I'm not going to do that because I love too much what I'm doing. But the economy is just not that great. There are just problems everywhere. But Biden, at a mental health conference, claims that
now, 2 years in, it's clearer than ever that our plan's working. We're building the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not just the top down.
We're building the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not just from the top down. Actually, Mr. President, that's a great economic lesson. Because you can't build an economy from the bottom up, and you need the top down in order for the middle to grow out and for the bottom to grow up. You can't just say that I'm going to build an economy from the bottom up because there's only one way that means anything, and that is that you're going to do transfer payments. You're going to redistribute income. You're going to take money from hardworking taxpayers. You're going to take people that are listening to me. You're going to take people in my audience that are maybe working on a Saturday, or they've got the Saturday off and they're listening to me for God knows whatever reason, but they're listening to me. And you're going to take money from those hardworking individuals, and you're going to transfer that money to somebody else that's at the bottom. Now, don't start adding me. Don't start yelling at me. I'm not opposed to a social safety net. But we've reached the point where we're running out of the number of taxpayers to support the number of non-taxpayers. We're killing the golden goose. So you have to have top down if you want to build from the bottom up and from the bottom up and the middle out. You have to do that. Let me ask you this. Someone who is unemployed, on government subsidies of some sort, government welfare programs, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. Have they ever created a job for you? Where does the job that you have come from? Now, if you're self-employed, obviously it comes from you because you took the initiative. You took whatever you needed to do to create that job. Whatever it is, doesn't make any difference to me, but whatever it is, you did that. That's top down. Because if you start a business, let's go back to the guy that I told you I interviewed yesterday that started a new app. In fact, let me tell you what it is. It's called Converso, and you can get the app on the Apple App Store right now. Converso, Converso. It is a truly private, encrypted, end-to-end messaging app, Converso. Get it on the App Store. You can sign up for it, too, by going to conversosignup.com/login. Or, I'm sorry, notify. conversosignup.com/notify. And you can read about it on that webpage. But here's the young guy that dropped out of MIT. He dropped out of MIT, decides that he wants to create his own path forward, and now he's doing that. Now, if his company grows like he wants it to grow, now his previous company did, and he sold it for millions of dollars. That's how you create jobs. Any entrepreneur that goes out and puts his own money or gets investors and puts other money at risk and starts a company, and he hires one person, not just himself, but he hires one other person. He has created a job that otherwise did not exist but for his initiative to go create a job, to go create a company. And then if that company grows and they start hiring more people, those are jobs that would not exist but for that one individual who had an idea in his head and took a risk and started the company. Mr. President, that is top down. That is not bottom up. You can't keep people on welfare or in social safety nets and expect them to be job creators. It just does not happen. Well, I shouldn't say it does not happen. It rarely, if ever, happens. And for those in the middle, if you want to grow the middle out, you have to give those in the middle enough wiggle room that they can do things, that they can take some discretionary income and invest it in another company, that they can do things with, that they can send their kids to school, whether it be in, you know, a parochial high school or a private school, or they send them off to college, or they help them start their own business, help them buy some tools or something. That's growing it from the middle out. But the middle's being squeezed, and you're doing it, and the bottom's being kept down. And then when you try to cut off the top and say that you can't do it from the top down, you're just economically illiterate.
Now, 2 years in, it's clearer than ever that our plan's working. We're building the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not just the top down.
If you just listen to the words, it sounds like, oh, yeah, he's building it up. He's building people up. He's letting people at the bottom of the economic ladder come up off that ladder. No, he's not. We've been doing the war on poverty since the 1960s. Spent trillions of dollars. Trillions. Do you know what lifts someone out of poverty? Someone who takes whatever resources they can gather, anything that they can gather, and they make up their mind that they are going to go do something different. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. There are thousands of hurdles more in front of them than there would be in front of someone like me. But that's how they do it. The government cannot do that. Oh, the private sector can. Private charitable organizations can. Nonprofits can. But the government cannot do that. And the quicker we learn that, the better we'll understand that this economy could be so much greater than what it is, but for the policies of this particular president who somehow believes that the way he's doing it is the way that we ought to do it. At a conference where he's talking about mental health, he tells us that, the economy's doing greater than ever, which is just nonsense. At that same conference on mental health, the president keeps mispronouncing his own vice president's name.
That's what I asked Kamala.
I'm asking for your trust and support in 2020 for Kamala and me.
But as Kamala said,
it's not Kamala. It's Kamala.
Kamala. What is it? Nobody knows. He certainly doesn't know. And he doesn't know when he's speaking about her at a mental health conference. You know, I've always been taught to try to find the good in everything. In the midst of a horrific personal storm, a work storm, whatever kind of storm that you're going through, I've always been taught by my parents, and I've learned this lesson the hard way too. And it's not easy, but that is to try to find the good. Find something good, and if you focus your mental energy on that, you can weather the storm. Well, what I hope is happening to the country writ large is that we're trying to find the good. And can I just tell you that I think we can find the good when we look at all the negative? Because what we should be learning from this kind of administration that thinks that it's only government intervention that can improve an economy, and you look around at everything going on, someone sent me a text message and said, well, why is it that the price of eggs in the United States are so expensive when prices of eggs in Mexico are so cheap? Well, like I said, right here in Colorado, you've added to the cost of eggs because a distributor of eggs that, say, is in Arkansas or is in Utah, and they don't have cage-free hens laying eggs, they can't import those eggs into Colorado. So now distributors have to change the way they raise chickens to lay eggs to sell to us, increases the cost, and you add on cost to that the increased cost of transportation of those eggs from the point where the chicken lays, where the hen lays the egg, and all the energy that it takes to do that, and then to distribute those eggs to finally get to a grocery store somewhere. You know, the eggs just don't magically disappear. I mean, here's a shocker. At your grocery store, back behind those refrigerated walls where you buy your milk and eggs, there are not a bunch of chickens back there laying eggs. And they're not just putting them in cartons there and putting them in the refrigerated section. No, those eggs come from chicken farms that use hydrocarbons and energy to get from point A to point B. You got to pay a truck driver. You got to pay a stocker to put the eggs up. You got to pay the people that collect the eggs, the people that raise the chickens, that do all of that costs money, and the cost of all of that's going up. It amazes me sometimes how economically illiterate the country is. And I'm not saying that person that sent me the text message is economically illiterate, but they raise a point. Why are the price of eggs so much higher in the United States than they are in Mexico? And that's exactly why. Because we're trying to kill off hydrocarbons. We're trying to kill off the oil and gas industry. We're trying to kill off the trucking industry. We're trying to kill off everything. This country is trying to take us, it's like trying to take us from the agricultural revolution to the industrial revolution. It's trying to do that to whatever the next stage in evolution of the economy is. Rather than letting that naturally occur, they're trying to force it. And when you try to force that, you disrupt the natural forces that innovate, that come up with new ways of doing things, because there is a market for it, and there's a way to make money from it. And so you start developing that, and over time that changes the way we do business. If you've ever watched a television show that's situated, say, in the 1923, 1925. Any show based on that period, particularly a show based in anything west of the Mississippi, there's a combination of horseless carriages called cars and people still riding horses, because there was a natural evolution taking place that the government didn't interfere in, and eventually even some of those ranchers may have always used horses on their ranches. But to get to town from the ranch house, eventually they started using a horseless carriage too. And thus started the Industrial Revolution. It's a natural way of mankind always innovating and coming up with something new. And when someone like Joe Biden steps in and tells you, I'm going to cut off the top and only do it from the bottom, it ain't working. And if you don't believe me, look around. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103. When we get back, since it is the 2-year anniversary of the president's tenure, let's listen to some of the things he said over the course of his career that aren't true. And let's put it in the context of a certain congressman from New York that everybody's going crazy about. Who's that? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know 1 in 4 vet visits involve skin and coat issues? And 70% of your pet's immune system is based in their gut? DinoVite Nutritional Supplement has key nutrients for your pet's digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system for an all-around healthier pet. Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of DinoVite for Dogs by using code DOG
at DinoVite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Did you know that you can save up to half on your wireless plan when you switch to Consumer Cellular? They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month with the same premium coverage as the nation's largest carriers. Plus, their award-winning customer support makes switching a breeze. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25. And for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to Big Game with Michael Byrne. Glad to have you with me. So we're celebrating the two-year anniversary of the Biden administration. And I'm really happy about it. Paying more for gas, paying more for groceries, a lot more unemployment out there. We've got a proxy war going on with Vladimir Putin in Ukraine. NATO's falling apart. Yeah, everything's just peachy keen right now. It's just peachy keen. And one of the sideshows that's going on right now is the election of a guy by the name of George Santos from a congressional district in New York. I'm not sure whether it's in one of the boroughs or it's actually somewhere on Long Island. Doesn't make any difference. If you're in George Santos' district, you know where it is. I don't remember. And George Santos ran for Congress 2 years ago, and he got his butt beat. So nobody in the media cared because they knew he was going to get beat by the Democrats. They just didn't care. He runs again after the congressional seat gets redrawn, And lo and behold, he wins. And suddenly the media is very interested in George Santos. Well, it turns out that George Santos really embellishes. Now, can we be truthful? He just lies. He just lies about his background. He just lies, you know, he lies about his background. And everybody in the media, some Republicans and all Democrats, are trying to push him to resign. And I find this hilarious. I find it hilarious because we're going to tell someone who lied about his background that they can't be a public servant, they can't be a member of Congress. Hallelujah. If that's the new standard, I'm all for it. Because you know what? We'll get a whole bunch of new senators and congressmen. What's the Yahoo's name from Blumenthal, Richard Blumenthal? The guy that lied about serving in Vietnam. But he's one of the Democrats' top stars. Wait a minute. You lie about serving in Vietnam? And nobody, we can't talk about that. Here's how I can tell you that we got to stop talking about George Santos. Yeah, and it has to do, this is taking everything that the left tells you that we cannot do, and now we're going to apply it here, okay? George Santos has apparently, in his past, while living in Brazil, has been a drag queen. Yes. So I would say to the media, back off. You got a problem with someone in drag? You got a problem with someone dressing up as a woman? Wait a minute. I thought that was the epitome of wokeness. So back off, George Santos. Here's what I want to do. Just to go into the break, I want you to listen to a montage of just lies from Joe Biden. And then when we get back from the top of the hour, I want to do this. You know, Davos has been going on, the World Economic Forum. Well, it's not just Al Gore that's off the charts with hyperbole, but there's some other people saying some outrageous things that I want you to hear too. But to get into the break, I want you to think about George Santos lying, Richard Blumenthal lying, and then listen to the president.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home.
I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping, traveling with him.
I've written extensively when I was a law professor.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship.
I was appointed to the academy in 1965. I didn't come here.
You've heard me discuss how my everyday aches and pains were affecting my daily life before I started taking Relief Factor. You've also heard me talk to you about how my friends and family have found relief from their aches and pains with Relief Factor. Well, let me tell you about Gary from California. Gary says, "I cannot thank you enough. I am 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I've never felt better and will recommend Relief Factor to all my baby boomer friends." Well, thanks for writing, Gary. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to living the life you love, free from aches and pains, could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. This year's March for Life celebrated a major victory, but also showed resolve in the pro-life movement. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Organizers and participants cheered the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade, but March for Life President Jeannie Mancini said pro-life efforts continue.
We don't end as a response to Roe being overturned. Why? Because we're not yet done.
With President Biden vowing to use his executive authority to preserve abortion protections, Mancini said they will keep marching until abortion is unthinkable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. Senator Tom Cotton says he's glad the House has passed a bill to defund the president's plan to hire 87,000 new IRS agents. Cotton says the new agents were intended to harass middle-class Americans.
Small business owners, you know, whether it's a dry cleaner or a small merchant or a plumber, they're working hard all day long at their business.
Senator Cotton was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. In California, homeowners waking up to the fact that many have no flood insurance despite all the recent flooding. Amy Bach is with United Policyholders.
People think, well, the only people who need flood insurance are people who live right on the beach or somebody who lives, you know, on the banks of a river that has a history of flooding.
A deadly traffic stop in Memphis leads to police dismissals.
The police chief in Memphis says five officers have been fired for excessive use of force, failure to intervene, and failure to render aid. The five had a role in the January 7th traffic stop of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days later. Nichols' family alleges that he was beaten and suffered a heart attack. Authorities have said that he experienced a medical emergency. His relatives have led protests and are demanding the release of body cam video. Federal and state investigations are underway.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Fleet Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Amazon Web Services plans to invest $35 billion in new data centers in Virginia.
Millions of dollars in incentives to close the deal still require legislative approval, but General Assembly leaders in both parties express support. According to Governor Youngkin's office, data centers house the computer servers and hardware required to support modern internet, and demand continues to increase. But there's been pushback by residents near the sites because the center's cooling systems can generate noise and their huge electricity consumption can require construction of high-voltage transmission lines. The locations of the centers to be built by 2040 will be determined at a later date. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Wireless carrier T-Mobile says it has been hacked and an unidentified malicious intruder breached its network in late November and stole data on 37 million customers. That includes addresses, phone numbers, and dates of birth. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California's three-year-old drought will continue all because of a fish.
It could have ended a three-year-long drought and solved the state's water problems for 10 years. But now, because California has not built a major reservoir in 40 years, despite having the money to do so, 95% of the rainwater that fell over the past few weeks is now in the ocean via the California Delta. Rules designed to protect fish in the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta forces California's storm water out to sea instead of being pumped into reservoirs and aqueducts. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Lawmakers in eight states are proposing new taxes on their resident billionaires and ultra-millionaires. The ideas were unveiled in California, Connecticut, Illinois, Hawaii, Maryland, Minnesota, New York, and Washington, a joint effort to oppose a so-called wealth tax on assets in some states. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Just when you thought BeeLite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. This is Michael Brown. I appreciate you spending some time with me over the weekend. I hope you find it informative, enjoyable. I hope sometimes I make you mad, make you laugh. If you want to send me a text message, our rules of engagement for the program are really easy. The way you contact me is, I mean, obviously you can do it with email, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. But the easier way, I think, is to send me a text message. You just text to this number, 33103, 33103. And text the word Michael in your message. So whatever you want to say, questions, comments, compliments, complaints, whatever it is, I read them all the time. I constantly have a window open, always reading text messages, because I know people consume the content of this program at different times, different days and different times. So anytime you're listening on a podcast or otherwise, feel free to send me a text message, because I love to hear what your comments are about what we talk about. If you'd like to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you can do that or download the podcast, almost anything you want, including stories that we talk about, you'll find at this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. The World Economic Forum, which is this group of, and everyone uses the term elitists, and I do think that's the appropriate term. But I think it's kind of lost its meaning because everyone's an elitist. You know, if you're not a working man, then you're an elitist. That's not really the people that show up. Because I know people that I would say are very elite that have nothing to do with the World Economic Forum. Some titans of industry that would never show up at this place. So the elitists that go to the World Economic Forum, in my opinion, are probably, if we want to use the term the vernacular of modern society or 21st century society, it might be the term influencers. You know, we hear about influencers on TikTok or on Instagram or Twitter. Influencers. So these are influencers, but they're influencers of a particular ilk. And I think that's incredibly important to understand. So if we think about them in terms of influencers, what do influencers on social media do? They create trends. Something goes viral. Now, sometimes it's really stupid. It's like some of these TikTok trends, you know, where people are suddenly doing a TikTok X, whatever it might be. But nonetheless, those influencers have created a trend. And then that trend starts to permeate all of society, and pretty soon it becomes the norm. That's who goes to the World Economic Forum. Yes, they are part of an elitist group because they are titans of industry. They're leaders in government. They're leaders in media. They're leaders in culture. They're leaders in publishing. They're leaders in broadcasting. They're leaders in all those areas. But it's a niche. It's a really niche of group of people. And their belief system is this. Their belief system starts broadly with the idea that they know better how you should live your life than you do. That's the first layer of their influencer status. Then the second layer of their influencer status is that they want to take their ideas about how you should live your life and then convert those into public policy. That's why we pay attention to what happens at the World Economic Forum. Not because Bill Gates goes or doesn't go. Not because George Soros goes or doesn't go, which in case this year he did not go, which is an interesting story in and of itself. But then it becomes, how do those influencers, those elitists that go, how do they then convert those kinds of things to public policy? Well, that's because you think about everybody that goes. And it is the cabal. Titans of the big tech groups, titans of the government, I hate using the word titan, if I wanted to use the term leader, that a leader implies someone that is really good, and I think leaders can be bad. They lead you down the wrong path. So I don't want to use the term leader. Maybe it's just that they are influential in government because of their position. You know, maybe you're a cabinet secretary. Maybe you are, you're a committee chair in the House and the Senate. So you have great influence in public policy. And, of course, you have the media, the dominant media. They're all there. I find it fascinating that Brian Stetler, formerly of CNN, who used to do a show on CNN called Reliable Sources, which I always found hilarious because his show was anything but reliable when it came to being accurate about what they were pushing. Well, he was there, and he was there for a panel discussion about disinformation and how they have to get rid of and stop disinformation or misinformation, whichever one term you want to use. And I think that they are to a certain degree. I do think they are interchangeable to a certain degree. But when they are there and they are talking about how it is that we should speak or not speak, what we should read or not read, what we should know about or not know about, then at that point I think we ought to be concerned, because if they start trying to convert that into public policy, that's dangerous for American society. Incredibly dangerous for American society. A lot of the Western European, South American, and certainly a lot of the Asian countries are going down this path of unadulterated socialism. There's no way around it. You can't sugarcoat it. It truly is socialism. It is a tyrannical form of government that they decide all of the big issues, and those big issues then need to conform to their idea of what we ought to be doing in our own society. And that's very troubling. And it's troubling because a lot of them are anti-free speech. They think that free speech in and of itself is a danger. I want you to just think about that. These are people who will eventually have some influence over public policy telling us that free speech is dangerous. When you start pushing that kind of philosophy and you come back to this country and you are that influencer that I described and you start using that kind of attitude toward things that happen in this country, it really can go bad. Let me give you just one example. Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, he's an influencer, right? He has great influence over this country. He's the director of the world's most, I'm just going to use the word powerful, the world's most powerful law enforcement agency, yet also probably one of the most corrupt law enforcement agencies. It's been highly politicized. Their job is to follow the Constitution and enforce the law, right? Someone's breaking the law within the constitutional bounds that we have of the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and others, then we should go search them out and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. Listen to what Christopher Wray has to say.
Derek, did you want to weigh in very briefly before you went?
I did. I don't disagree with Matthew's more optimistic projection of the good guys and the bad guys. I think I would make two important points.
This is Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI.
And one is, you'll notice, and I think quite rightly, he repeatedly referred to the good guys working together. And that is the critical premise for that to happen, because in a world, whether you want to call it cat and mouse or anything else, we're in a world where all these technologies are available to both the good guys and the bad guys. The good guys are constrained by the rule of law and international norms. Bad guys aren't, which you could argue, in a sense, gives them a competitive advantage.
No. You're constrained by the rule of law because that's the society that we want. You know, sometimes bad guys get away with doing bad things because we don't follow the law. Well, that doesn't mean that we should then just ignore the law because a bad guy got away with something. It's like when you hear a story about someone who is unequivocally, without any doubt in your mind, either a child molester or a murderer or some other dirtbag, they really just deserve to go spend the rest of their life in prison. But then they go on trial. And because the prosecution and law enforcement did not follow the rule of law, did not follow the constraints that we put upon them when they enforce something, those bad guys, that child molester or that murderer, goes free. And we're all outraged by it, as we should be. But where should our outrage be directed? It should be directed, of course, at the bad guy because he's still a bad guy. But we shouldn't be outraged that he got off on a technicality and be mad at him about that or her. No, our outrage ought to be directed at law enforcement and the prosecution that did not follow the rule of law and allowed that dirtbag to get off on a technicality. That's what we should be upset about. And here's Christopher Wray basically saying, well, the good guys are constrained by the rule of law. Damn right you are. Because without the rule of law, the FBI could go do whatever they damn well please. That's what he doesn't state, but which we know. You know, speaking of the rule of law and making certain that we're able to defend and protect ourselves, I want to tell you about Heroes Non-Lethal Products. I personally own these products. Hero is the maker of the award-winning Hero 2020. That is a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles that are filled with pepper powder, explodes on impact, covers your assailant, your attacker, with all of this gel, causing pain, mental confusion, coughing uncontrollably. They just drop to the ground, writhing in pain. That gives you time to escape. The Hero 2020 looks like a gun. Well, now they have something new called the Arrow. It's also at hero2020.com. And the Arrow is really small, does the same thing, but it looks like a small remote control. Both of the products are non-lethal. They allow you to defend yourself from a distance. They're concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. I think you ought to go check these out. Because if you want to defend yourself, but you don't want to carry a gun, which is fine, you ought to check out hero2020.com. Go online to hero2020.com. In the coupon slot, put my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. More of the World Economic Forum and the absolute dumbassery that's being said coming up next.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane. At Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Go to this website, follow me on social media, do all the other stuff. Michael says gohere.com. Most people blow off the World Economic Forum. They blow off Davos. Because, well, it's just as the standard response goes, well, it's a bunch of elitists all talking to themselves, all talking about how they're going to save the world from all the stupid people like you and me. And there is truth in that. But the reason we have to pay attention to it is not because they're elitists, but because they're influencers. And because they're influencers, they will come back to this country and they will end up influencing what eventually turns into public policy. It really sped up during the Biden administration. But public policy can have, and I'm talking about at every level of government, at every level of government, whether it be a municipal ordinance or it's some federal statute or in between, it's some bureaucratic regulation. It affects and it controls your life. Now, I'm not an anarchist, and I'm not asking that we just eliminate all, you know, laws and ordinances and rules and regulations. But any rational person has to admit that we are highly and overly regulated to the such that there is not any aspect of your life that either directly or indirectly is touched by government telling you what to do or not to do. And as a, you know, I've always been this way, and I know I'm never going to change, and I freely admit that. But I have this really strong anti-authoritarian streak that runs through me. And having managed, you know, an organization in the government that had, you know, a multi-billion dollar budget and had at times, you know, tens of thousands of employees, it was always my attitude that all of those people that worked for me and all those tax dollars that I had a fiduciary duty to care for, that I had to do in such a way that I advanced the cause of freedom and didn't take away freedom. You know, if every person that's an elected official asked themselves that question before they passed a city ordinance, a state law, adopted a regulation, adopted something in the tax code, whatever it might be, if they just ask themselves, does this advance the cause of individual freedom, or does it inhibit the cause of individual freedom? We'd be a much freer nation than what we are. We wouldn't rank. I told you at the beginning of the program we're either 21st or 25th. Oh, 25th. It was 25th. We are 25th in the world in terms of economic freedom. At the very least, we should be in the top 10. But we're not. We're in the top 25. Now, there are hundreds of countries worse than us. But that doesn't justify being number 25 when we should be number 1 or 2 or 3. So that's why we pay attention to what goes on at the World Economic Forum. Because if we don't, then they're going to have so much more influence over us that we'll regret it. Now, you may have already heard a couple of these sound bites, but I don't care. You need to hear them again and again and again. The first one I want you to hear is from John Kerry. John Kerry, former Secretary of State, and right now the climate czar, said this.
Johan, in the global risk report of the World Economic Forum, climate risk is on top of the agenda. How bad is the situation?
The situation is really worrying. We are at 1.2 degrees Celsius warming already today.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's playing the wrong one. I want you to hear John Kerry.
Johan, in the global risk
report... Well, sorry. I'll have to get it after the break. I've got the wrong one queued up. But John Kerry, what you'll hear after the break, is him talking about how they are, meaning all of the people gathered at Davos, he proves my point, that they are an amazing elite group of people who have gathered together, almost like extraterrestrials, to guide and solve the problem of climate change before it destroys the planet. Yeah, he actually said that. It's really stupid. You got to stay tuned because not only did he say stupid stuff, but so did Al Gore and some others that you haven't heard. That's coming up next. Don't go away.
Expensive vet bills? Temporary prescriptions still leaving your pet itchy with a dull coat or fur loss? It all starts with their food. Add DinoVite to supplement the nutrients they're missing to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system for an all-around healthier pet. Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of DinoVite for dogs by using code DOG at DinoVite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite. Did you know that you can save up to half on your wireless plan when you switch to Consumer Cellular? They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month, with the same premium coverage as the nation's largest carriers. Plus, their award-winning customer support makes switching a breeze. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25. And for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. With our annual programs last year, we were able to send over 400 packages around the world to active duty military personnel. Throughout 2022, you helped us provide services to over 3,500 senior veterans in need. We're grateful to everyone, from businesses to the media to all individuals. Please know that your donations are critical to the success of our mission. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. And as always, thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
It's a race against the clock as Savannah Sprunt Fairchild Honeycutt agrees to get her feisty mother-in-law from Alabama to California, all in time for her brother's wedding. The only problem? Mama Won't Fly, a comedy by Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hope, and Jamie Wooten. Directed by Jennifer Levins, January 27th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store reading. Mama Won't Fly, January 27th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I was scrolling through the text messages during the break. If you want to send me a text message, the number's 33103, 33103, and just text the word Mike or Michael in your message. Goober number 6113 writes this. Hey, Goober King, whoa. Did I just hear the FBI say that the good guys have to follow the law and the bad guys don't? What a wonderful explanation of why we need the Second Amendment, unless you consider the American people the enemy, of course. Bingo. And Goober number 1174 says the FBI are doing what they please. Another one from, let's see, oh, this is great. Goober number 4141. Michael, I looked, but I wasn't able to find out what was on the menu for those attending the World Economic Conference. I know there's a big push for us regular people to begin to eat more weeds and bugs. However, I would be very interested to see if they were eating weeds and bugs. Nah, I don't think so. I think I'd take that bet. There ain't no bugs and, you know, weeds or whatever being eaten at Davos. No. It's a bone-in prime rib. It's a rack of lamb. It is what Wagyu steak. It's a Wagyu steak. Oh, baby. Oh, and a really nice Bordeaux from somewhere, you know, from the Bordeaux region in France. Yeah. Yeah, it's good times. It's good times. They ain't going to McDonald's. Trust me on that one. 4366 Goober says that they're not elitists. They're just snobs. Yeah. And this one is great. Goober number 9056 writes, Mike, why was the FBI director Ray at the Economic Forum in Davos? Because he's an influencer. Because the FBI, I mean, first of all, it's a great question. It's a fantastic question. The answer is very simple. Because the FBI has become politicized. The FBI is there, Christopher Wray is there, because he's now rubbing shoulders with those other influencers that are going to influence public policy. He has no reason to be there whatsoever. He ought to be back here trying to clean up his agency. He ought to be back here trying to figure out a way to make the FBI the great organization that maybe it once was. But no, he's off in Davos. I would offer this too. I bet you a dollar to a donut that he's there at taxpayer expense. Yes, we're paying for him to go there. And oh, by the way, I bet you he didn't fly commercial either. No, the FBI has its own Gulfstream, so I'm sure they use that. And then Goober number 5731, Mike, I think it would be, I'm going to get here. I think it would be worthwhile to discuss Al Gore's comments at the recent World Economic Forum, specifically in relation to his decades-long failure of climate catastrophe forecasting, if I'm not mistaken. All of his predictions failed miserably and never occurred. Huh. You think that's true about Al Gore? Well, let's first go to John Kerry, because John Kerry said a couple of outrageous things. The first one was this.
And when you stop and think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we, select group of human beings.
We, a select group of human beings. Oh, he's so humble. Here we are. He gestures out to the crowd. Here we are, a select group of human beings.
And when you stop and think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we, select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean,
it's so freaking hilarious. It's extraordinary that we, as the select group of human beings, based on whatever touched us, are able to come together to save the planet. You know, tonight, or tomorrow night, or, you know, if you take a nap, whenever you're listening to the program, and you come across this particular part of the program, the next time you crawl in bed, I want you to just forget your prayers, forget your worries, forget, you know, what you have to do tomorrow, and just know that John Kerry and this select group of people have come together, and they're going to save the planet, and you don't have to worry about anything. No, don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about what you eat. Don't worry about what you wear. Don't worry about what you drive. Don't worry about any of that, because they're going to save it for you.
And when you stop and think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we, select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial to think about, quote, saving the planet. And if you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever. And there's...
Well, actually, Mr. Secretary, that is precisely what I think of you. But no, he wasn't done. No.
Bureaucracy is the enemy of all of us.
Right. Mm.
We don't have time.
Did you catch that? This has been glossed over by so many people. Of course he's saying we don't have time to do business as usual. But...
Bureaucracy is the enemy of all of us.
Right. Mm.
We don't have time to do business as usual. So we've got to break through, and good governance has got to step up and provide the framework within which you're certainly protecting the interests of your citizens at large, but you're also facilitating the ability of business to deploy its capital and to make things happen here. As I said earlier, you cannot take 10 years with endless litigation to decide whether or not you're going to deploy a wind farm in a place where it obviously makes sense and where other people are deploying in some ways. So,
pause and consider the wisdom of John Kerry. We don't have time for farmers and ranchers or landowners to litigate that we don't want a wind farm here. No, we just need to have government develop a framework so that the wind farm people can just put the wind farm wherever they damn well please. Now, I might interpret that as a lawyer, that you are saying, let's just abrogate people's private property rights and just say, because it's a wind farm and because wind's going to save the planet, we can put it wherever we damn well please. That would just be my little old kind of, you know, country lawyer interpretation of what John Kerry's saying right there. That's what I mean by influencers. That's what I mean by how dangerous these people truly are. How do we get to where we need to go, according to John Kerry?
You know, the State of the Union's coming up, and the president's got to, you know, and I think will because he believes this, we've got to move this. Because that's the only way we keep 1.5 degrees alive.
1.5 degrees. Do you realize that, you know, between, like, say, 0 and 100 degrees Celsius, that we're 1.5 degrees away from Armageddon? From you just burning up. You'll be laying in bed, or you'll be having breakfast, or you'll be going to work, and you'll just burn up. Because at one point, wherever the world's anus is, for us to insert the thermometer to check the world's temperature, it's currently at one point, it's rising, it's risen 1.4 degrees. And if it rises to 1.5 degrees, we're all going to die. We're all going to burn up. In fact, Al Gore in a minute is going to tell you what's really going to happen.
So how do we get there? Well, the lesson I've learned in the last years, and I learned it as secretary and I've learned it since, reinforced in spades, is money, 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 money.
Oh, yes. And where do they get there? What was that again, Mr. Secretary? What do we need?
Is money, 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 money.
Oh, yeah. Now, where do we get the money, 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 money? Well, you get it through taxation. So if we want to reach John Kerry's dream of being able to put a wind farm or solar panels wherever the hell he wants to, regardless of private property rights, we just need money, 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 money. And money, 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 money comes from you and me. We either pay it on interest from the money we borrow to pay for this crap, or we increase our taxes on everything so that we can have more money, 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 money.
I'm sorry to say that. I mean, yes, technology. Yes, exciting new initiatives. Yes, organizing. Winning races politically. I mean, what happened?
You see what I mean right there? People gloss. You know, everybody else glosses over this. What did I tell you? I told you that these are influencers and that the reason they're a threat to individual freedom and liberty is because they will go back and they will influence public policy. John Kerry just told you that. Listen to him.
I'm sorry to say that. I mean, yes, technology. Yes, exciting new initiatives. Yes, organizing. Winning races politically. I mean, what happened in the midterms in the United States is nothing less than miraculous. And it happened because young people voted. And the second most voted issue was climate. It's a huge deal. But we have to go further. I have said this before, but I say it again. I'm convinced we will get to a low-carbon, no-carbon economy. We're going to get there because we have to.
We have to. We're not going to get there because that's where innovation and technology and the economy naturally takes us. And, you know, and if that happens, I'm totally fine with that. If we go to a zero-emission, carbon-free, you know, economy worldwide, and that naturally happens through a free market mechanism, I'm fine with that. But when you start forcing it, money, 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 and public policy, forcing it down our throats, you no longer have a free market. No. You have a market that is dictated, thou shalt do this, because John Kerry and his government told you to do it. You know, when you think about your money, 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 as a former practicing lawyer myself, I know the importance of protecting myself and my assets, not just from that kind of stuff, but from lawsuits. Now, you might have a trust or an estate plan, and that is a great step. But those trust and estate plans are not safe from frivolous lawsuits, from creditors putting things like your assets in various bank accounts in jeopardy. Anybody can sue anybody for anything. Blake Harris Law helps high net worth individuals set up and protect their assets and money from those who would try to take it in a lawsuit. Blake Harris Law adds additional layers of security and protection over your hard-earned assets that you will not get in a traditional trust or estate plan. This is not about tax evasion. This is about making sure that what you've earned stays yours and that you don't have to worry about people suing you. This is about making sure you have your money when you want it, and my trusted friend Blake Harris can show you how to do that. I know that means you've got questions. So I want you to set up a free consultation. I want you to call attorney Blake Harris right now. Here's the number, 833-ASK-BLAKE. That's 833-ASK-BLAKE. Or you can do it online. The web address, BlakeHarrisLaw.com. That's BlakeHarrisLaw.com. Hang tight. Your favorite former vice president, Al Gore, on a tirade coming up next.
Greetings, Sebastian Gorka here. For years, I've mentioned how much Relief Factor has helped the pain in my lower back. Gary from Ohio shared his experience too. He writes, I tried Relief Factor due to its botanical ingredients to reduce pain in my shoulder, knee, and lower back. After just a few weeks, the knee pain was completely gone, and the shoulder and back pain were reduced quite a bit. I can now exercise much more comfortably and practically pain-free. Thank you, Relief Factor. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on want to order more. So it looks like a lot of people are thanking Relief Factor. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start at the reduced price of $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. Relieffactor.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steaks tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Grab your girlfriend and your coworkers and join Shasta Regional Medical Center for the Go Reading Luncheon 2023. Friday, February 10th, this year's lineup of speakers are dynamic and inspirational. Grab a glass of champagne and shop vendor booths from local retailers and health educators. Learn about women's heart health information and get inspired in 2023. For sponsor information and tickets, go online to ShastaRegional.com. February 10th, Go Reading at the Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m.
You, because you're having to listen to, you have to listen to John Kerry. So if you think John Kerry was bad, you know, when you tell me in a text message or an email or on Twitter or whatever that, you know, what I'm doing is irritating you, I'm just passive aggressive enough that I'm going to make it even worse. Yeah. So you think John Kerry was bad? Just think this next guy could have been the president of the United States of America back in 2000. And I think he's still pissed off that he's not president. And I don't know why. Al Gore's now worth like $300 million. Yeah. You know, I own Apple stock. And every year when I get my proxy statement, Al Gore's on there. I shouldn't say every year, every couple of years. He's on there to be a member of the board of directors of Apple. And it gives me great pleasure to take my few shares of stock in Apple and vote against Al Gore. And here's one reason why.
I'm going to zip through this presentation because I always start by setting the context. This is the famous Earthrise picture from the first mission that went far enough out in space to see the Earth floating whole. And this is the famous blue marble that was taken on the last Apollo mission. It sets the context for a discussion of how to track the emissions that are causing the climate crisis. I usually start with a lot of images that illustrate all the horrible damage that's being done around the world. I've only selected eight or ten of them here. I used to go back, years ago there was this, decades ago there was this.
Stop it. Stop and think about what he's saying. So here we are in 2023, and he's saying, decades ago, I used to use these other images, and I used to go back and talk about, decades ago means that's what, 20, 30 years ago? So 20, 30 years ago, you're preaching Armageddon, you're preaching the end of civilization as we know it, and I think society, technologically, culturally, well, maybe not culturally, but our society has so dramatically improved, our standard of living has so dramatically improved from 20 or 30 years ago, and yet you're trying to tell me that somehow that over the past 20 or 30 years, we were going to reach the end of the world. That the oceans would rise and that New York would, that Manhattan would sink in somehow between the Hudson and the East River, that New York would disappear. That Miami-Dade County, that Miami Beach would just disappear. That New Orleans would just sink into a swamp. And that San Francisco, San Diego, Galveston, Texas would just, Houston, Texas would just be underwater. That's what he's saying. Think about what he just said. You've got to learn to listen to what these doofuses say to you.
That's being done around the world. I've only selected eight or ten of them here. I used to go back, years ago there was this, decades ago there was this. I can do it just last week now.
You can just do it from last weekend because, nothing's really changed. Yeah. You used to go back decades ago. Yeah, I can just go back last weekend now. Well, okay. So another 20 or 30 years, it's going to be the end of civilization. Is that what it is?
Or yesterday. And actually in California, this is an atmospheric river from Hawaii, 2,500 kilometers to California. And
I just want you to understand that what he's showing. And we'll finish this after. We'll come back to this at the top of the hour. So stay tuned because I want you to hear more Al Gore. It's fantastic. And it's not just Al Gore. There are a couple of others I want you to hear, too. But he's showing a satellite photo of a low-pressure system moving off, from Asia across Hawaii and then hitting California, which is actually a good thing. California's getting rain. California's been in a drought. It's finally getting rain. And it shows the circulation of the low-pressure system, and it shows the trail of moisture from Hawaii to California. That's a rain bomb. Bad? No good. More Al Gore next. Thank you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.